On Transport Topics Radio here on Sirius XM, we welcome to our microphones two very special guests for this edition of the broadcast today. The former United States Department of Transportation, Rodney Slater, who served in that term during the Clinton administration, and former Congressman Bill Shuster, who was the past chairman of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee in the House of Representatives. So it's a bipartisan group. Both of these gentlemen are with the law firm Squire Patton Boggs, and they are here in Washington, D.C., and we are happy to have them along for the broadcast for the full hour. Let me start with you, Secretary Slater. Where do you think we're at in terms of transportation policy? If you could give the current group of lawmakers and the folks that are running the offices with regards to getting things fixed, what type of a letter grade would you give them?
Well, I would say the effort right now is incomplete, let's say it that way.
Okay.
Because I do think that everyone deserves credit for being engaged when it comes to understanding the importance of the issue. And you'll recall, I guess a little later in the year last year, around April or so, you actually had probably one of the most creative moments involving this administration and this Congress on the issue of transportation. This was a meeting between the president and the Democratic leadership, although the Republican leadership was well aware of those initial steps and very much interested in the developments as well. And you actually had the parties agree that, hey, not only is this a good idea, but we can actually make it a better idea by committing to actually invest more money. And I think the figure that they got up to was around $2 trillion. But they couldn't get together on how to actually finance a project like or a program like that. I do believe that planting a seed, though, in that manner creates the opportunity for them to actually re-engage on the subject an appropriate or at a critical a time. And I think that critical time could easily happen between now and the end of the year because everybody wants to have something to say to the American people about their not only being committed to the issue, but actually doing something about it. And we are in pretty dire straits when it comes to the need to invest in our infrastructure and to get back to the level where the federal government was really playing a very significant role in not only investing in infrastructure, but actually providing guidance for states. As it stands now, you probably have a lot more activity at the state level than we've had, unfortunately, at the national level for a period of time. But I think it's an effort that's incomplete. I think that everyone understands the importance, and I'm very hopeful that we'll have an opportunity where the parties can come together and get something done, hopefully by the end of the year.
Mr. Shuster, same question.
Well, I would give them a midterm grade, which is not their final grade.
Okay.
And I would break it down this way. I think that the Department of Transportation is getting a solid B because they've tried to move money out and get programs streamlined. And I think they've done a very admirable job of doing that. But when it comes to the White House and the president's team, I'd give them a C at this point because they want to do something. They've been talking about it, but we're not advancing the ball. And same with the Congress. I'd give them a C. Everybody is talking about it. And the potential is there to pass something because, as the secretary said, everybody wants to go home from president to the Senate to the Congress to be able to go home to their constituencies and say we've done something. We've done something on an issue that everybody knows we've got to deal with it. We're headed towards the end of the FAST Act expires this year. The trust fund's going to run out of money in sometime in the fall. And people know that our roads and bridges and transit systems and all our transportation systems in dire need. So again, my midterm grade would be a B for the Department of Transportation, a C for the Congress and the president. But they have an opportunity to get a better grade before the end of the year.
Not to look backwards, but the secretary said something a couple of moments ago that was kind of interesting. Is that, you know, a year ago there was all this talk, 2 years ago, of this $2 trillion plan. Mm-hmm. And it seemed as though, for whatever reason why, whether it was politics or chemistry, whatever it was, the thing blew up. In these partisan times where this week, you know, the president is on trial in the Senate for impeachment, and we've got all of the bad feelings and that are going with that, is there any real possibility that somewhere in the next 7, 8, 9 months that they'll find the whatever it is to get something moving that does move the ball forward, sir?
I'm hopeful, because even after the Clinton impeachment, I believe that's when the highway bill moved on forward, and Secretary Slater can talk about it.
Yeah, you were in office then.
Yeah, so, that's exactly right.
So I think there's hope out there. It's just, let's get the impeachment process over with and let's get back to governing.
Yeah. I'll tell you, in the late 90s, there was the opportunity to pass a major transportation bill. These other matters were on the table. You had oversight hearings, not only that, but then, as has been noted, you had the impeachment proceedings. But that notwithstanding, we were able to engage after that and to get some major legislation passed, not only dealing with infrastructure, but also dealing with other matters that are important to the economy, thus continuing the economic boom that we enjoyed during that period, which gave us the longest economic expansion in the nation's history. And so I think that with the responsibility of, you know, not only occupying the position of leadership to do these sorts of things, meaning the hearings and the impeachment proceedings, there is that day-to-day responsibility of delivering to your constituents. And I think that all of the members are attuned to that. And as soon as they get beyond this period, you will see them locking in on really addressing some important issues to the American people, including infrastructure investment.
And I would just add to that, we just passed a bipartisan trade agreement between Mexico and Canada.
Exactly.
And the logical next step is, if you're going to, we're going to see trade increase, the next logical step is to let's do something with our infrastructure, our transportation system, to make sure those goods and services are moving. Plus, we're the president's working a deal with the Chinese, and that talks about, that should be, we should be discussing our harbors and our ports and getting to our harbors and our ports. So it seems to me, and it was a very bipartisan vote,
88 to 11, 88 to 12, something like that.
Senate. Yeah, and yeah, I think Senate. That's a very logical step to say, okay, we've now passed these trade bill. Let's deal with the other piece of it that's important.
And, you know, mostly when we've gotten to the point of passing major pieces of infrastructure legislation, you've seen those kinds of votes as well. I mean, and you also have, and we haven't mentioned this, but you've got the staffs that are working, staffs representing the individual members, representing the committees. They're working all the time. They're in touch with the members. And so you have a lot of activity occurring behind the scene. And what you want to do is to create the opportunity for it to come to the forefront and to really get something moving and to get something done. And I think that, we are right to be cautiously optimistic that that we can see some progress in the coming months.
You mentioned something just a second ago, Secretary Slater, and that was that the states have really taken it upon themselves to raise their gas taxes or put a sales tax or do something to bring in more money. Has the federal role that was envisioned back in the 1950s by President Eisenhower and then the Kennedy administration, has that idea, that vision been lost?
I wouldn't say that. I would admit, though, that with the interstate highway system, which was central to a lot of that vision, with that now complete, you do not have the kind of focus that was the case from the 50s onward when it comes to the federal responsibility. But then when you look at intermodal connectors, tying the various pieces of transportation together, giving us a seamless transportation system, giving us access here in the U.S. to markets around the world to fully take advantage of these trade agreements, you've got to have a federal role that helps to envision that, working with state and local governments to help bring that to bear. And you have to have that federal leadership engaging with your international counterparts so as to give us that global supply chain network that's so critical to the movements of goods and to the providing of services. It's often said that transportation is the business that helps other business do business. And so it's just very, very critical that we continue to have a federal role that looks beyond the confines of a given state or locale and really looks at how you tie this nation to the nations of the world.
Mr. Schuster, you get the last word in this segment.
Great. And I would make two points. So first one is, I think to some degree it has been lost, not by everybody. There are some in my party, Republicans, who think, well, there should be no federal role, some, not everybody. And on the other side of the aisle, some of my Democratic colleagues think that federal role should be involved in everything out there in transportation, which it needs to be really targeted. And that's what we try to do in the FAST Act, MAP 21, is refocus that on what are the national priorities, what are the regional priorities. So I think we have to get that focus back. And it has to be, as the Secretary says, it has to be a federal priority. And I'll give you a concrete example of a road that's pieces of it are being built today. And it's I-69. It runs from Detroit, Michigan down. It's going to go to the Texas border, and pieces of it are built. One of the states that has about 60 miles of it running through it is Tennessee. And I was talking to the Secretary of Transportation in Tennessee a couple of years ago and about that piece of road. And he goes, we're never going to spend our money on that piece of road. That's not that important to Tennessee. That's why you need a federal impetus to say, look, if we're going to do I-69, we're going to have to chip in to help Tennessee to put this road together. And if you don't do that, you're going to have 1,000 miles of roadway in this 70 mile piece of old highway that's going to be a congestion, a choke point. So there still is the need to have a federal role in these things, as well as looking at roads like I-81 that ran through my district. It needs to be 6 lanes, probably needs to be 8 lanes. But if the federal government doesn't come to play, that road's going to be a 4-lane highway, and it can be becoming more and more congested. The freight levels are increasing by 30% and 40% over the next decade.
We're just getting started in our conversation with the former USDOT Secretary Rodney Slater and former Congressman Bill Schuster. This is Transport Topics Radio here on Sirius XM, Channel 146.